And now, ladies and gentlemen, for the handful in attendance and the millions listening on the web on skidrow.la, this is Matt Time Radio.
Everybody, we're back. Matt Time Radio on the air, coming to you from Skid Row Studios. I'm Rich.
I'm Crail.
And Jeremy on the boards tonight, where he should be.
Yo.
Yes, sir.
We're excited to have Gene Gossel's MMA in the house tonight.
Hello.
We got the trifecta in here. We got, I keep wanting to say Rolly.
Rolly.
Okay, well, we got Rolly.
My government name is Rolando.
Rolando's in the house. We got Pat and Eddie. Say what's up, guys.
What's up?
What's up, everybody?
What's up, everybody out there? Again, it's Rolly.
Rolly.
If you want to call me by my government name, it's Rolando.
I like Rolando. Makes me work on my R's.
Right?
I like Rolando, too.
No, you like Rolando.
Oh, man.
Well, welcome on the show, guys.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Thanks. And now that you guys are here, and since I'm dying to talk about it to everybody that, you know, wants to talk about it, the Kimura herd around the world, or the arm break last night.
That sucked, and someone needed to call 911 ASAP, because, that didn't look very nice.
Well, at least he gets to scratch his back now.
His arm. He looked over at it. You see that? He just, like, looked at it like, whoa.
Yeah.
You know, I think he's going to have to reach for his wallet over his shoulder from now on.
Dude, that was bad, though, man.
A little duct tape, and he's good. He's good to go.
Yeah, anyone see that x-ray? That x-ray, it was a clear break.
You know, I think I seen that, too.
I mean, I've seen a picture of the x-ray. I mean, it looked closer to the elbow, but...
Yeah, that's what really word gave out at the elbow, and it just...
Oh, in that case, it didn't hurt.
Puts a Vaporub on that.
Robitussin.
Well, you guys, I know you guys were at a function you guys were sponsoring or throwing, or what were you guys doing?
We were at the Fox Sports Bar and Grill in Pomona. Mm-hmm. We were just doing a little promotion. We drove out there in the Chingazos bus.
Yeah.
So we were there.
It's pretty sweet.
I gotta see pictures. Dude,
they're up there.
We were just talking about it. It's actually a pretty sweet bus. It's all like a decked out bus.
Okay, so it ain't like all full of dance and stuff.
Not yet.
It opens up into a transformer.
In the middle. It flies. There's a button that makes it fly.
Right. So what's going on at the Fox? I know that's a popular music spot and venue and stuff.
Well, it was actually at the bar. I guess it's right next door. Uh-huh. And it was free.
Oh, so there you go. A low price up. You can't beat that.
Can't beat it.
We're on a budget. You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
Except for the gas.
Yeah.
Drive the bus there.
That was like $300.
One way.
Yeah, it got us there.
We drank water over there.
You're going to have to start making that thing run on vegetable oil.
Right. We're looking into it. You're a chemist, right?
Yeah. I'll get you something. Make that thing run real fast.
Right,
yeah. Hey, well, you know, I know we have you guys on the show and the name's, the name's kind of catchy. So how'd you guys come up with the name?
There was a day where, it all started with, we've all been friends for a long time. Eddie had a vacation up north for a couple of years.
That's messed up, dude.
I was communicating with him, and he wanted to do something, you know, when his vacation was over. And so once that was over, we had a group. It was Eddie, myself, Pat, and another friend of ours, Frank. We started this group. It was kind of a business thing, and we came up with an idea, which was actually going to be doing some soccer stuff.
Yeah, for the World Cup.
But okay.
But then we switched it over because one day I was actually meditating in my house.
You guys are gonna do bolazos MMA,
and I just got the bright idea of, you know what? We like comedy. We like enjoying our life, and I was like, you know what would be funny? If every time something happened in the UFC where someone got hit really hard, we call it, whoa, chingazo, or chingazos. And then, when you're meditating, usually you get these bright ideas, but you never write them down.
Yeah.
Well, this particular time, I just happened to have a pencil in front of me, and I wrote the idea down. I brought it to the guys. I was like, hey, let's start, you know, getting
this
involved with MMA, and instead of doing the soccer thing, let's do an MMA website. You know, I'm into it. You know, you guys like it. I can write. You know, let's do it. And they were all on board, and we just, you know, kicked up the website. We got the shirts made, and we went from there.
Nice. So from golazos to chingazos, huh?
Yeah, exactly. You know?
It originally went from selling T-shirts to becoming this website now.
Yeah. Well, actually, even that idea, that sounds like a good drinking game too, huh?
Oh, exactly, yeah. You know, every time there's a chingazo, you got to drink.
Here, somebody said it.
New game.
We're going to need more beer. We're all sharing one right now.
There's going to be a lot of rock, paper, scissors going on.
That's vitamin water, dude. With electrolytes.
So when did the whole thing get established, or you know, after you put it down on paper? How long did it take you to put it, you know, into effect?
It took about a month, and I believe our online birth date was March. What year?
2010.
Yeah. 2010.
Oh, okay.
So, we talked to one of a friend of ours, Savant Young, who was having a fight at the time, an amateur event in Pasadena. He has a gym down there. It's called the Fight Academy in Pasadena. Mm-hmm. And he was having a Proving Grounds, either two or three at the time. That was the name of his event. And I asked him if we could come down and check it out, maybe shoot some video for it. And we went down there, and I shot some video. We hung out, and we put the fights up on YouTube. And people were like, oh, you know, thanks for shooting our fights. You know, that was awesome. So the next time another Proving Grounds came about, Savant Young had us come down and help him shoot the videos, shoot the fights. And so that became an aspect of what we started doing on Chingazos MMA, just trying to help fighters, gyms promote themselves. Mm-hmm. And that was just one way.
Nice. And now in that concept and everything putting together, where do you draw, like, you know, most of your newsfeed and stuff? Is it from, like, you know, just going from gym to gym, or how is most of the creative process come about?
What's interesting is that the MMA community is kind of a closed community. So one person knows someone, and then, you know, they kind of shoot you over to another person, and they're like, hey, so-and-so has a gym over here. He's looking for some extra exposure. And next thing you know, we'll get an email or a phone call. Hey, can you guys come down and shoot a video? And we'll go down there, and, you know, we'll shoot a little highlight video of their gym and put it up. And
That's how we got hooked up with you, or, you know, right, Steven, right, over at Fight Me. Shout out to Steven.
Right.
Yeah, gave us a hookup right on you guys. That's kind of cool. That's why his Savant Young came up, you know.
Oh yeah, definitely. We met Steven at the Proving Grounds. I mean, that dude hustles, you know.
Yeah.
He's at all kinds of events.
And he was like what you were talking about. That dude on time.
Oh yeah,
all about the business, you know, like
very professional.
Yeah, cool dude, cool cat, man.
You know, it takes two phone calls, and whenever we have to do something with Steven, two phone calls and an email, and we have the meeting set up or whatever.
Yeah,
and you know, very professional dude over there.
Yeah, you can tell there's that's a man who's real passionate about his company and how his company is represented and stuff, and you know, that's a good thing, especially with the competition that's out there these days and stuff, and everyone, you know, since MMA is such a budding sport, you know, everyone wants to get a little piece of it.
Yeah, definitely. He puts in work. That's for sure.
So I know Rich is dying to talk about the fights, and I'm just kind of curious on what you guys' picks before the fight and how they turned out after the fights.
Officially, on Chingazos MMA, I wrote it up. I hope you guys saw the article before you met your bets, because I was picking Jones.
Man. What's the website they can go if they don't believe you?
What's that?
What's the website they can go to?
It's chingazosmma.com.
All right.
Pretty simple. You can Google Chingazos MMA, and it'll pop up. But yeah, I put
or
it
or you can
there.
Just put chingazosmma.com.
Right.
You don't even have to Google that shit.
Hey, people are lazy now. You know?
I'm going to google.com.
They go ching, and it pops up.
Ching. Right. Yeah?
their attention spans are short. You know? Just type in chingazos. You'll find it.
I can't find it on El Google.
Yeah, so I wrote it up in the article, and he's a runaway train, John Jones is. You know, he ran through the division, got in there, just dismantled everyone. Got himself a championship fight and dismantled that guy.
Who are they going to send to him next? You know?
Who's the next victim? And Machida was just the next victim. It was bound to happen.
Well, he's going to have to fight, at least I think. I don't know what you think, Rich, but I think he's going to have to fight somebody tall and lengthy like himself to prove himself. Like,
right.
Even if they made him fight, I think if he fought GSP, I think he's still too tall and long for GSP. I think if if he fought Silva, I think Silva handed to him. I don't think.
Oh yeah.
I don't think so. Yeah, no. Dude. Silva's bad, dude.
Well, Silva would have to go up in weight on top of that.
So yeah, now, dude, that dude's already heavy.
He walks over 200 pounds. He walks like what, 205.
No, I heard.
That's where I'm at. Maybe more.
On the moon.
Bring him.
Bring him.
I'm sure John Jones walks around probably 220, 225. Yeah. So, I don't know. That dude's pretty bad. He's a badass dude. He's trained.
He looked a little frazzled because he got, you know.
He got hit a couple times.
Yeah, and it wasn't even that good. He got all karate.
He pushed back. Right?
Yeah.
He got tested a little bit, but that was good for him. You know, you need to be tested.
Well,
you need to be punched in the face to, you know, find out how you're going to react. And to me, he reacted well. He kicked the other dude's ass.
No, he came out good. Yeah.
He choked him out.
Standing okay, better than
that. Dude, that was
you
wicked,
punched
huh?
him in the face. That was nice, but now I'm going to choke you out. You know?
I'm glad John McCarthy was in there because that dude, like, if you did look at his left arm, he looked like he was still holding me.
Yeah,
out, right?
he was still moving. Yeah.
He was out. But the other one was like 3-4 seconds.
But you know, when you're choking somebody out, you can hear that, man. You can hear like the gurgling.
Yeah, there's a little gurgle before they go out. But you know, you choke them until they stop you. Because I've seen fights where, you know, the guy lets go, the ref doesn't see it. And then he's complaining because he's getting punched in the face now and he's losing. So he held onto the choke till the ref went
in.
Well, especially at that level when you're getting paid and that's your job. I mean, there's a difference when you knock somebody out and the guy's clearly out and you don't go Dan Henderson on the deal.
Yeah,
you know
different.
What I mean? Like, I actually like what Dan Henderson did that to Bisping, but.
Oh, that was sick.
Yeah, but.
I think a lot of people like that. Bisping doesn't seem to have a lot of. Well, let's just say supporters in MMA.
So, okay, so you picked...
I picked John Jones,
You picked John
man.
Jones.
He was the train. He's just train right now. And
did you pick Mir or Nog?
I was taking... That was a close one, but I was taking Mir. I didn't write up an article on it. I think on our Facebook page, I might have picked Mir.
Okay, what's the Facebook? They can look you up at.
Same thing. Facebook, Chingazos MMA.
Okay.
Put some slashes in there and
all right.
it'll be fine.
So, who'd you have on that fight, Rich?
On the... Under Nogueira Amir?
Yeah.
I was going for Nog. I was hoping Nog would win. I was hoping, you know.
Just because he's on the team, right?
No, well, just overall experience and everything. I was really hoping. And Frank Mir is kind of, you know, he's kind of sketchy. He, you know, we never know when Frank Mir is going to show up.
That's true. His conditioning has been an issue in the past. But, you know, he's done well recently. So, you know, I think he can make a run at the title. He has to be impressive in his next fight. And I think he'll be in line for a title shot soon.
I mean, do you think, I don't know, I look at Mir like if he's got to fight a Lesnar or an Overeem, he's not going to handle those dudes. Those are two big dudes. You've seen Frank Mir couldn't even take a punch. He was saying, no, I wasn't hurt.
But he was walking.
He wasn't all hurt. He had banana legs like that.
He was faking it.
He was faking it.
Yeah, it was fine.
Mir's proven to be a guy that, you know, he breaks people.
He's got two broken bones.
Yeah,
right? Broke Silva's bones.
Well, he did actually even, like, you know, he separated another guy's shoulder with that, you know, it's an old highlight reel overhook, you know, shoulder lock and just pulled his shoulder out.
Yeah, that's in all the highlight films in the UFC. Yeah, you go on YouTube and you look up, like, the top 10 submissions and it's always there somewhere.
Well, I mean, in the UFC, he, you know, even Nog in his early days, he was just, you know, it was unheard of to see a guy submit, you know, so many people off his back. You know, he was just pulling triangles and stuff. And Nog was, that was his game in the beginning. And they weren't ready for it, you know, for the big guys to be doing stuff like that. And then Mir came around and same thing. Big guy working off his back, finishing people. And it was unheard of. A lot of guys weren't ready for that, you know, type of grappler.
Yeah, the heavyweights, it's tough for a heavyweight to want to really learn the submission game. Because a lot of times they can use their size and strength when they're training. But you really have to kind of humble yourself and really learn the submission. So when you're training, you're not just working like, trying to squeeze the...
Well, or if they're going to play, they're going to be top players.
So we can't, you know, like, squeeze the shit out of people. You know, but that's what big dudes try to do all the time. So, you know, when they actually learn the technique, like Mir and some of these other bigger guys, they are a threat.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know, man. You looked at that move and they were spinning out and, man, he just...
Right.
Even when he was coming around, the dude should have tapped. The look on his face, he should have tapped.
Yeah.
He's hardcore, though. He's hardcore.
No,
he's like, you got to break my heart.
No, he wasn't going to tap.
He wasn't going to tap.
Fuck hardcore. Yeah. That was like the Hoist Gracie face he gave to Matt Hughes, you know, in his last fight. And he was just letting them crank that arm.
Go ahead and break it.
Yeah,
I wonder what the medical suspension on that's going to be, 6 months?
Oh, man, I don't know how long it takes to come back from a broken arm.
You know, I mean, this is arm. So.
Well, the word was Dana White put him on a plane right after the show and flew him out here to L.A. to get, you know, surgery done, you know, right away.
That's right, they're in Canada.
Huh? Yeah, they flew him out right away.
That's right, that was in Canada.
Yeah.
That's a painful plane ride.
Yeah.
No, but if you look at the picture, you know, of Nog in the hospital, you know, he's throwing up to Shaka and he's on so many painkillers right now. He was like,
oh, he's meditating. He's having some creative ideas right now.
Yeah,
I bet he is.
I hope he writes them down.
I hope he has a pencil nearby.
You know, I hope he's a righty because that left arm. You don't have to with that left arm for a while.
Oh man.
The sad part is he's gonna look back and be like, man, why did I push him up against the cage when I had him wobbly, you know? Because he's a better striker, right?
Right.
I think that's what Eddie was saying when we're watching the fights. He could have just took
a step back and just hit him one more time.
Right?
Yep.
So I guess
they don't see when they're fighting, they just go back to their what they came to do.
And yeah, but isn't he a boxer though? Isn't he like a world class boxer?
Yeah, but you know,
that wasn't the game plan. You know, when he came in, he's trying to stick to his game plan and it just didn't work out for him.
Yeah,
apparently.
It's almost like he underestimated Mir's jiu-jitsu because he's, you know, Brazilian black belt, right?
Right.
Yeah. He probably wanted to finish with a submission and really stamp his jiu-jitsu in the UFC. Look at my jiu-jitsu. I'm going to finish him off with jiu-jitsu.
That happened. Already that grip that Mir had, I just don't think Nog was prepared for him just to take that back step over him and keep that hold on him. I don't, you know, that's something that actually, I mean, that's world class, you know, definitely, as far as transitioning. And he wasn't, I don't think he would expect that from him. And that's something you don't see very often, you know, at least,
One thing that my brother actually pointed out, who's also a contributor to Chingazo's MMA, he pointed out that Mir looked good at 260. No homo. He looked good at 260, like lean at 260. And that's 260 pounds. Holding on to one arm, one limb, you know, with technique. So that was a lot of weight for Big Nog to overcome. But
I mean, for a guy that big, he moved really smooth, you know.
Yeah, I mean,
so
he came in right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, at least Nog has got he's tied for first, but he's like the ugliest dude in the UFC.
Who's first?
Well, he's tied for first because he's got a twin brother.
Oh.
Both of them. Come on, dude. I look at that dude, man, and I look at, like, how is that guy younger than me? He looks like he can be my dad. You know?
Yeah, I seen him in person too, and he looks like
he's a big dude in person though.
Yeah.
We got a guy at our gym who's pretty big. He's like, I don't know, 6'2". He's pretty big. And he was standing next to Nog at a training session. Nog's a big dude, man.
I believe it, man.
Yeah.
He looks big.
Yeah.
even standing next to Junior Dos Santos too, you know.
Yeah.
They came in together.
Yeah, I think he was bigger than Junior Dos Santos, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wow. I mean, it's crazy. He's like, you're like, whoa, that's crazy.
And just to see Nog in sparring and just his technique is all, you know, straight man strength and experience. I mean, you know, I've never seen someone so dominant just moving into position and doing exactly what they were, you know, planning on and stuff.
Yeah, those Brazilian dudes, they're like groomed to, you know, beat people up.
Yeah, they come out of the womb with a purple belt.
Yeah, you know, right off the bat. So, there's no surprise that they can move, you know.
Yeah.
But we'll see how he comes back from it. I mean, a broken arm, I'd like to see him come back and, you know, get another shot at another run at the title, but that's going to be tough, a broken arm.
Well, at that age, too, you know, I mean, how old was Mir? I mean, he was pretty young when he broke his femur.
I was just talking to somebody about that. I know, you know, he broke his femur on a motorcycle accident, and I think it was a motorcycle that he had got for winning the belt.
Did
you know about that?
Victory level.
No, that's like Harley Davidson had gave him a bike because they had sponsored. You know, Harley Davidson had sponsored that UFC event, and Harley Davidson gave him a bike, and he crashed on it.
Oh, damn.
That's messed up, right?
I never understood that advertising campaign. You know, the only bikes being worthy of being in the octagon or something. I'm like, okay, so when they're not fighting, they're riding bikes in there with that?
It's just as dangerous.
Circle of death, man.
Yeah. Look. I guess if you got, you know, 4 ounce gloves and a 4 ounce helmet, you're all right.
Go at it, man. Yeah.
Huh. So you guys do like weekly updates on your website? Daily, weekly? What do you guys do?
I try to put up 2 or 3 articles a week.
Yeah.
You know, I don't try not to bombard people with nonsense.
Yeah.
You know? But one of the things we do is we try to kind of give a little promotion to the events that are coming up. And you know, if they contact us and said, hey, you know, we're having an event here, I'll try to write up a little article on them, things like that. We worked with Michael Lynch, who did Cage versus Cons.
Okay.
He contacted us and, you
know. Was Eddie in that one?
Was I there?
Yeah. I'm just saying. This guy's over here saying you went on vacation, dude.
I think that's why he contacted us. I think I've seen that guy before. Yeah, so he hooked us up.
What's going on, Pat?
He's a big boy over there.
The Tecate getting to you or what, dude?
That one Tecate? Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You should have chose Rock.
That empty can's looking good now. I'm like, damn.
Look at that, man.
5 cents.
Okay, let's recycle it. Let's go.
Yeah, but Michael Lynch was—he opened the door for us as well. You know, gave us the passes, and we were there. And I was in the ring taking pictures of other fighters. You know, helping promote his event. And that's basically what we do. Yeah. So anybody that wants us to promote for them, they just need to contact us. You know, and we're there. You know.
Yeah, they can find you guys on your website, Facebook, right. On your website.
They can email us chingazosmma@gmail.com. Again, we make it real easy.
Yeah.
You know, but there's several ways for them to contact us. So, yeah, if you're having an event, hit us up and, you know, we'll do what we can to help you out,
right,
help the sport out.
Well, we're going to take a quick break and we're going to get into some more of the fight recaps and we'll see you back here with some more Mat Time Radio.
To you cowards, then it's gonna be quick. All your men have been to jail before, suck my dick. And all them other cats you run with, get done with, dumb quick. How the fuck you throwing poke the dog or some bum shit? Aight, they go to gun click. Now I'm one shit, all over some dumb shit. Ain't that some shit? Hey, niggas remind me of a strip club. Cause every time you come around, it's like, what? I just gotta get my dick sucked. And I don't know who the fuck you think you talking to, but I'm not him, I explain. So watch what you do, or you will find yourself very next to someone else. And we all thought you loved yourself, but that couldn't have been the issue. Or maybe they just saying that now cause they miss you. Shit, a nigga tried to diss you. That's why you laying on your back, looking at the roof of the church. Preacher telling the truth and it hurts. Y'all gon' make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me go all out. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me act a fool. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me lose my cool. Up in here, up in here. Off the chain, I leave niggas soft in the brain. Cause niggas still want the fame, off the name. First of all, you ain't back long enough to be fucking with me and you. Strong enough. So whatever it is you pumping on, I got you thinking that you Superman. I got the kryptonite, and I smack him with my dick in the mic. Y'all niggas characters, not even good actors. What's gonna be the outcome? It's out of all the factors. You whack, you twisted, your girl's a hoe. You broke, the kid ain't yours, and everybody know. Your own man say you stupid. You be like, so? I love my baby mother, I never let her go. I'm tired of weak ass niggas whining over foot that don't belong to them. Fuck is wrong with them? They fucking up for real niggas like my mans in them, who get it all from the strip or the hands with them. Man, y'all gon' make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me go all out. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me act a fool. Up in here. It hurts the head. No more talking. Put him in the dirt instead. You keep walking. Unless you're trying to end up red. Cause if I end up dead, I end up dead. Cause you just soft type nigga. Fake up north type nigga. Push like a soft white nigga. Dog is the dog, blood sticking in water. We done been through the mud and we quicker the slaughter. The bigger the order, the more guns we run out. When up in there, everybody come out. Don't nobody run out. Send in the sun out. I'ma keep the gun out. Nigga running his mouth. I'ma blow his lung out. Listen, your ass is about to be missing. You know who gon' find you? Some old man fishing. Grandma wishing your soul's at rest. But it's hard to digest with the size of the hole in your chest. Y'all gon' make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me go all out. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me act a fool. Up in here. Outside, don't leave me outside. 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 Don't leave me outside.
can do now.
Oh, we're back.
Yes, sir.
What was that?
I forgot my...
Damn, I thought I had the duck after that one.
That was Funkmaster Flex in the building with that one.
Hey, man, I didn't know what mix was that one. That was a duck and cover mix. All right, everybody, we're back. Chingazos MMA in the house.
Yes, sir.
Don't forget, we are live. You can call the show, 1-800-893-9562. Or hit us up on Twitter at Matt Time Radio or on our Facebook page.
Quit texting me. Go ahead and call.
Call the show.
Yeah, call the show.
I'm getting all these text messages.
You got questions for Pat, Rolly, or Eddie? Call them up. We want to hear from you. We want to hear your opinions on the fight.
You know what? Can I read this question that was texted to me?
Oh, yeah, for sure, man.
Okay. This comes in from our boy, Davis Lorio. He says, why is Pat breathing so hard on the mic?
That's not even me, man. That's Eddie over there.
That's you.
You guys need to stop sharing a chair. Just kidding.
There are three chairs.
You should have seen our last video, man. I was playing Santa Claus over there.
Was that with you?
Oh,
that was you. Was Eddie, bro. Yeah. Pat. That was a funny video.
It was hot in that suit, man.
Was it?
Oops.
How'd they get you down that chimney?
It was hard.
It was very hard to pull them out.
They offered me a cake, so I was like, all right,
And then you guys had the dancer come in, or who? Yeah.
That's actually a friend of ours, Monique. You know, I asked her if she was willing to do it, and, you know, she was real cool about it, came down, and I know it must have been weird because it was like seven guys standing around. And I go, all right, I need you in a sexy outfit. You know, just hook it up, please. And she was like, okay. So
seven guys
real
in
easy
Santa
to work
Claus.
With. Yeah.
And an elf over there.
Yeah. But, well, if you guys make sure you guys want to call the show, it's 1-800-893-9562. These guys they'll take your questions. And if you guys don't know what video we're talking about, you can go to a website, check it out. It's pretty funny.
You can go to YouTube also, Chingazos MMA Videos. That's our YouTube channel. Or you can just type in UFC predictions, Chingazos MMA, and our videos will come up. Stuff like that.
All right.
So After Nogueira, who do you think is next for Amir? You think?
Oh man, that's a good one. You know what would be a good fight is if Velasquez
up. And Amir.
Yeah, Velasquez and Amir, because you know Velasquez got domed in his last fight, and it happens. But I think he's still a good fighter, and he's still right there in front of a title shot or a rematch. But he's gonna have to fight again, so why not?
Yeah. Did they already have somebody lined up for him? For Kane?
Chael Sonnen?
No, they're two different guys, dude.
Okay, then I'm lost.
What are you drinking?
We want some Red Bull. Get some of that.
It's Red Bull and vodka from the 7-Eleven.
There you go.
There we go.
Okay, well, wait. It was So Mir, if Mir is being next with... Dude, I'm lost. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Someone call in.
Yeah, pray for someone call in.
And let us know what's going on.
Yeah.
I'm glad it's just not me, man.
Oh, I know. Too much cold medicine today.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure Velasquez hasn't had a fight lined up yet, but,
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he's going to, well, because of his suspension for the knockout, I'm sure he's going to be out for a little bit. And
it's only 30 days or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, how bad can it be?
Come on,
it's just a cranium shot.
You get tapped behind the ear with a...
Come on.
Yeah, like we get knocked out all the time. It's no big deal, huh?
You only got hit by a 250-pound MMA fighter.
Yeah.
The
guy who's a boxer.
Come on.
Right, that's it.
Come on, step up.
That's it.
You know what? Velasquez will be back, though. He's a good fighter. He just had a bad day. Bad day at the office,
That's what all the billboards say, that he's coming back.
Oh, definitely.
Well, that's what it's only his first loss, isn't it?
Yeah, that's his first loss, and, it happens. It happens to all the fighters, so.
Well, we'll see what happens to him mentally. Some guys, after that first loss, they're never the same.
Yeah, or there's that's a lot true. Of hype. Sometimes there's a lot of hype, like Brandon Vera, right? Remember?
Oh, yeah.
Remember when he was out there just killing everybody? He was, in two weight classes, and then all of a sudden he took a dive.
Yeah, what happened to that guy?
He fought recently, though, didn't I think he? I don't know who he fought for.
I thought, I know he just fought recently.
Yeah, he won his fight, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, did he? Okay.
Yeah, he won. But, look at the fall of Fedor.
He went downhill fast.
Yeah, but, if you look at Fedor, he really didn't fight, he didn't fight anybody good. They beefed him up. I almost, attributed to, I know people like De La Hoya, but like De La Hoya was fighting people, like he was fighting Cesar Chavez like when he's like 55. You know what I mean? Like, if he would have fought Cesar Chavez at his prime, he would have got his ass handed to him.
Oh, right? Hell yeah. Come on.
Right?
Man.
And then and then we know that everybody in Pride was all juiced up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and you can't take six soccer kicks to the face and be all right. You know what I mean? Like,
I believe back then, you know, I don't want to step on anyone's toes, but I believe the Japanese organizations don't test for performance enhancing.
I heard they were giving it out.
Before the match.
Here's some candy.
Put it in a sushi roll.
Chew on this lozenge.
Well, actually,
it was sponsored by.
Well, speaking of performance enhancers, actually, that brings up another person that's supposed to be in the spotlight soon, Alistair Overeem, who might be out of his next fight because of, you know, an iffy drug test that just came out, too.
Really?
It was just bad McDonald's, that's all.
Yeah.
There's a lot of growth hormone in those cows that McDonald's uses.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Dana White was saying he wasn't gonna stop the fight, but it's really, you know, there was a test that came back that, you know, it's a little iffy.
Oh,
yeah.
What test was it? A little green.
Yeah, what was this for? What test was this for?
Well, it was a drug test, but, it was just a recent one. It came up and...
Obviously, the dude's humongous. I always like to compare people to their brothers, you know, like, because his brother, big dude, but not that big.
Right.
You know?
Well, that'll suck, because we're going to have to redo that video we did for our UFC pick.
Well, dude, but Brock, come on. Brock's not that big naturally either. He was on WWE or F, whatever, you know?
Well, but that stuff is real, man. No?
It's way real, dude.
It's real, man.
So were the horse pills he was probably taking. Come on, that's a big dude too, right?
That's a big white boy.
You gotta be on some crazy stuff when you're drawing a dagger for a tattoo on your chest, you know?
Some people say it looks a little different than a dagger.
Yeah.
I'm not going to mention what it is, but they say it looks a little
different.
You could say
you just got to say no homo. You're all right.
Yeah, no homo. That's what the kids are saying nowadays.
Yeah, what was that other nickname?
I'm learning.
You know, what? Cock-lesser?
I didn't say it. You did. So if he walks in this room, we're all pointing at you.
We're all going to point at you.
It wasn't me.
I doubt that dude.
I was on this side of the table.
I doubt he's listening.
they don't have radio in Colorado. Where's he at? Wisconsin or something?
Idaho, no?
I don't know. Somewhere
Wisconsin. I don't know.
Somewhere where they don't like our color over there.
Yeah, well,
you'll fit right in, man. What are you talking about? Yeah.
Hey, they know.
they need some landscaping over there too, man. I'm sure there's a home depot for us over there somewhere.
They don't sell tecates over there. I'm pretty sure.
It's imported over there, huh?
Yeah. It's pretty expensive to buy a tecate over there.
Yeah. Okay. So, what about Tito fight?
Oh man, you know what?
Tito, again. Man. He should have kept it standing up too, man. Right away, went for a takedown and he got, man.
I don't know.
He was landing punches. I don't know.
He was a better boxer right there. Yeah, I'm not a big Tito fan because I think he's like one of those he overhypes everything and he's got this big old steroid head, you know.
But again, he said
it's a little on the large size. Yeah,
allegedly, I guess that's the word everybody uses. But like, when he came out, man, he was looking good. And the way he beat Bader before, I mean, he handed it to Bader, right? So he came out of that first round. I was like, man, Tito's taking it to him, and he looked good.
He looked ready, but you know, I don't know what happened. It went wrong at some point.
He ate too many tacos or something, dude, because he got beat in the gut.
You think he's just trying to finish off that contract? Maybe he's got one more. He's got one more to go.
Yeah, I think he's pretty much done in the UFC.
I
mean, he was already talking about retiring and trying to fight Forrest Griffin in his retirement fight. I think when you're already thinking that way, you're not ready.
You're done.
Yeah.
You're not ready. So he got hit and it hurt. He went down and he was done. I mean,
yeah, a lot of the talk.
Little knock took it to him.
Yeah, a lot of the talk is he's always saying that, you know, he doesn't need to work anymore. He's got enough money. And that's what he was saying, that he doesn't have to fight anymore, that he's got enough money, and that's all he wanted. But
that's a good-looking wife.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You can look her up. You can get a video. Get a video of her. You can look her up, all of her.
Hey, you got Johnny from Ontario on the line. Go for it, Johnny.
Johnny, what's up?
What's up, Johnny? Hey, what up, guy? What up?
What's up,
boo? Yeah, Johnny actually made a guest appearance in one of our UFC pick videos.
Yeah, he did. On the shake weight one.
The shake weight.
What's up, Johnny?
He's the one that actually had the shake weight.
Best one.
What? Say that again, Johnny.
I said that was better so far, you know. That's the best video so far. Ronnie didn't mess up on the Velasquez, not Velasquez.
Oh, yeah. I kept mispronouncing Velasquez in the last video.
That's right, man.
I kept saying Velasquez, you know, because I was trying to get, you know, our European folk to understand what I was talking about. So I kept saying Velasquez. Sorry, it was Velasquez, but thanks for pointing that out.
Dick. Everybody's going to look it up now.
Hang up already.
Before he puts anything else
right
out there.
Here on my pad, it's Bernie Lackey. Right on here listening to you guys.
Right on. What's up, guys?
First time caller.
Ah, you win an empty can of Tecate. It's got Pat's DNA all over it.
Yeah, you want that, bro.
Yeah, what's up with Pat? Why did he have questions out there, huh?
I'm just here to drink, man. I'm just here to drink, bro.
He's guarding the beer.
He's guarding the beer.
He's just standing by the door like the muscle.
A big muscle.
Security, remember? He's security.
One huge muscle, man.
He's part of our security team.
He is straight out of county.
I don't know. He had this thing called a tug weight with him.
Nah, he's just got on vacation too.
A tug weight.
Oh, well, that video was awesome.
Thanks for calling, man.
Thanks for the support, fellas.
Keep it up, guys.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for the call.
That's right.
You guys got to drink a beer every time we say Chingazos MMA.
Yeah, that's a new game, man. So
you got to check out that Shake Weight video, too.
Yeah, check that out. It was for...
Thanks for letting us borrow your Shake Weight, Johnny.
Man, we just want to know what's up with Chingazos MMA. What's up with them?
Say that again.
Huh?
I think he's drunk. I think Johnny's drunk already.
I think you're drinking, too, man. What's wrong with what?
What's up for the Chingazos MMA?
What's up next?
What's up next?
You know, we're going to be working on a highlight video of a gym that we're going to visit next week. And we haven't confirmed it yet, but probably midweek we'll be shooting another video. And then also we have some fighters that are interested in having a little profile video done of them. So we got that coming up. It's a holiday, so it gets a little slow.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's on deck. Next year we definitely want to crank it up and start promoting more fighters and, you know, giving them the exposure they deserve. Because these dudes are out there working hard. And anyone that's ever trained in MMA or any aspect of MMA knows how hard it is. So these guys, you know, these guys that are trying to turn pro or are pro, they deserve, you know, a little bit more than what they're getting. So we're just trying to help them out. And so, yeah, we got that coming up.
And they can contact us and we can help them. You know, I mean, as long as they ask then and we can do it, then we'll go out there and shoot for them and help them promote whatever event they got going.
Chingazos MMA. Take a drink.
Take a drink.
Drink.
Cool. All right then.
All right.
Call Johnny, man.
Well, that's pretty cool. At least one person's listening.
He mentioned three. It's three of them.
Yeah. David and Fernie with
him. Tell him the checks in the mail.
So big up to them too. Thanks, guys.
Your six pack's on its way.
Hey, I think it's my turn. We'll be waiting. All right, guys. Later.
All right. Later on, man. Thanks.
Hello.
Hello.
Yo, it's my turn now.
Oh, my bad. Who's this?
Frank Sherino, what's up?
What up, Frank?
What's up, Frank?
One of our training partners.
Just calling to congratulate Rich on the purple belt.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, thanks, Frank.
Nice.
Thanks.
Right on, man.
Hey, congratulates on all your stripes, too, man.
Oh, I know.
You're almost...
Yeah, I know, man.
They took out Krail. Let's see.
Oh, no. Well, Krail got a stripe, too. He's already...
I got two stripes, dude. Oh, back on me, dog.
I'm sorry. Well, I guess I'm counting that other one from... It should have been from before, but...
I don't believe it. Yeah, let's see you choke him out.
Eddie, don't you have a strike?
That's different. Brown belt, you know, this very soon, you know, it's going to be a black belt.
Different kind of strike.
Yeah. So what are you up to, Frank?
This showing my girl's house.
Huh?
Showing my girl's house. I'm about to watch Peter Pan.
All right, dude. Get on there and check out Chingazos MMA.
You say you're
going to
watch Peter Pan?
Take a shot.
I wish I had a beer to drink every time you said it.
Oh, you got to go do that, man.
Well, next time you got to...
But count them so you can drink them later.
We're going to have to start the show all over, man.
Go to the liquor store real quick.
All right, so I got a question.
Yeah.
How many of your shoulders were hurting last night when you hit the nog?
Oh, yeah, man. I
reached for it right away. That's what I thought it was, the shoulder. I was like, ouch.
Yeah, that was
like a train wreck. I didn't want to watch it, but I just kept watching
everything. It got loud in that bar when that thing cracked.
I always like when they do the replay and then they slow it down right before the crack.
Oh, yeah. Man.
What about
the second one?
What about Rogan?
The whole crowd going, ooh, every time.
Every single time. The bar, the whole bar was like, ooh.
Well, I thought Rogan was going to have an aneurysm the way he was going crazy. I was like,
That's no pop. That's no pop. That's a break.
Yeah, I was like, he broke it. It's done. He's done.
That was awesome. But
well, who'd you have in that fight, Frank?
In that fight, I actually had Nog winning.
He did, huh?
Yeah, I thought he was going to win that fight.
All right, that's one.
And I thought Machida was going to beat him too, but he dropped like a rag doll.
You were having a bad picking day.
Hey, I didn't put.
Next time, call in and have your pick so we can pick opposite.
Good at demonstrating those moves on you, though.
My life. Anytime I get behind something, I lose. So.
Get off the Chingazo's website.
Don't visit us.
Mush.
Friend them, unfriend them.
Take a shot.
I'll start posting my picks on Facebook so you guys can go the other way.
There you go.
Right. Thanks, Frank. I appreciate the support.
Good night.
Hey,
thanks, Frank.
In class.
Next time we're on, have a 6-pack ready. A 12-pack, because we're really trying to promote this name. Chingazo's MMA.
We're up to 5 listeners.
There you go.
We're growing.
I hope my mom calls.
That'd be kind of cool.
That would call.
She starts yelling at you.
But she's got a website.
No me sacaste la basura.
I raked all those leaves after that win, man.
The windstorm that we had in Pasadena, man.
It was bad, huh?
It was bad.
Some of them said like $20 million of damage up there.
Yeah.
There's still trash out there everywhere.
I don't know. It cost me a rake.
Still.
You guys have light or no?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I never lost power. Some people still.
I got power back.
Oh, how long were you out for?
About four days.
That's crazy.
And for some reason, he didn't shower. I'm like, dude, you didn't have light. You had water.
I took a romantic shower, man. Put on some candles. It was on, man.
Shower in the dark.
It's light, man.
I know
where light's at.
We know what happens to minorities when they shower in the dark. They get murdered.
Watch the movies.
I went to county to shower,
phone
man.
Phone check.
Who's out there?
We actually gave him a ride.
It's a cat.
That's the next video coming up, man.
We got the bus running and we actually gave him a ride.
No.
Turn himself in.
It wasn't to county. It was to the
sheriff's
La Crescenta station. Sheriff's station.
Hey, big ups to them, too, man. They were cool people, man.
Yeah, well, they
treat him. They gave him an extra sandwich.
Yeah. I ain't eat the peanut butter.
That's pretty rough, man. 4 days without power, though.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. Well, not cool, but it was pretty crazy, man.
Yeah. But were they at least, did you see people out there working to get that stuff cleared up?
Yeah. Man. Well, you know what? They started off more on the Old Town area.
On the rich part.
Businesses, you know, you got to get great parking. You got to keep the money flowing. It's going to cost money to get that
on
fixed.
The tourist side, you know. And but we got it back eventually. Yeah.
Well, that's kind of cool.
There was actually like light poles that just broke.
Right.
These are like concrete, you know, steel reinforced poles that were bent.
Yeah. So, I mean, it looked bad on TV, right, man.
Eddie knows about poles.
Well, if it rains tomorrow, we're going to have to break out the raft because I heard it's going to start flooding too like crazy.
Oh, man.
It's going to be all bad.
Yeah.
Hey, we cover it all here in Matt Time Radio.
Yeah.
From weather. Weather conditions to...
Unwanted vacations.
Unwanted vacays.
Shall we go on the stock tips next?
I like that we're going to have... I like that we're going to have Frank's anti-picks.
Against him.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So you guys, but you post picks up every week then? It seems like every 2 weeks now. There's a fight every 2 weeks.
Yeah, you know, when we get around to it, when we put the beer can down. And,
yeah. You guys ever do that for amateur fights?
You know, we kind of try to give them... exposure, but sometimes we don't know who's fighting in these events. You know, they're amateur events, and a lot of times these amateurs tend to drop out of the fight last minute. So even the promoters really don't focus on the fighters' names too much. You know, they just focus, okay, we're having a fight.
Yeah.
Show up.
Yeah. A lot of them seem like they come around like last minute and stuff. You know, we don't have the time.
There's a lot of changes.
I would think too, maybe as an amateur, like kind of get in your head, it's like, damn, these guys don't know me. They say I'm going to lose already. You know?
That'd
be kind of messed up. You know,
yeah,
like, damn.
That would be bad.
You know, I haven't even came up yet. You know? Or like,
hey, that could be motivation.
Yeah, fuel for the fire, right?
Right.
Yeah.
There you go.
I guess, huh?
But it's probably, you guys probably see that more than we do, but that's probably the rough part of the business is people that don't. you know, don't recognize the business aspect of whatever it is you're doing, whether you guys are doing fight promotions or...
Actually, you know, when we first started, it seemed like there was gyms and maybe like fight promotions that were kind of, they were standoffish in a bit because they kind of got the idea that we were competing against them, that we were a gym, because they were always asking us, where's your gym? Where's your gym? And so we had to explain it to them, look, we're not trying to compete with you guys. We're not a gym. We're actually trying to help you.
Maybe they seen your Facebook pictures showing off your abs and stuff.
Yeah, they're like, oh, no, this guy. We can't work with this.
Someone's been looking at your pictures.
Pat knows what I'm talking about. Well, you go on his Facebook, they're all over the place. You're like, oh, am I on Facebook or Triple X site? What's going on here, dude?
Wrong site, man.
Well, on the training side, do any of you guys train?
I do. I train in submission grappling mostly.
Oh, okay.
You know, I don't like to get punched in the face too much. I got a big nose, you know. I mean, that, you know, things can go wrong.
Just like Tito's head, you got a target.
Yeah, I got a big target, you know. So. I mean, so I kind of stick to the submissions, and I kind of like making sure people don't punch me in the face.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah, so. Well, then you're in
but
the
you also train people, though, right? I mean, do you put that out there?
I have a fitness training business. Yeah. I have a website, FatX101. FatX101.com. I have a 12-day program. If you're like really out of shape and you want to get into shape
in 12 days.
Eddie. You know, I actually put Eddie through it. I put Eddie through it. Yeah, he lost about 2 inches off his waist. You can't
and
see
you
it
know
anymore.
What? It was 12 days and I was drinking beer like eight of those 12 days.
Pat hasn't stopped laughing already.
Well, 12 days, is that like a 12-step program? 12 days?
Yeah, pretty much. You know, get started and do it. And I have all the videos up online on the website. You can see them free, but you can also download them. So it's a FatX program, 12-day program. If you want to get in really good shape in 12 days, check that out. FatX 101. Yeah.
So what do you think, you know, just speaking on fitness, what do you think, I mean, we had talked about last time, Rich and I were talking about like cross-training, a lot of people doing,
a lot of people are really putting stock in the strength and conditioning coaches and plyos and, you know, body weight.
Definitely. I mean, it makes a difference when you're training and or when you're trained and your conditioning is up, because there's that saying, fatigue makes cowards of us all. I think Vince Lombardi said that. And I mean, if you've ever been in a training session and you get tired and then you have this big 200-pound guy trying to choke you to death, you know, the fear factor kicks in.
Yeah, it's either going to be your technique or your gas tank.
Yeah, and I mean, ideally you want both. You know, you want the technique, but a lot of times nowadays at the pro level, technique is usually about the same. So now it becomes a battle of who has the best gas tank. You know, who's going to come in there and keep it pushing for however long the fight is. You know, because I mean, you see that often where a guy gasses out and then the other guy starts, you know, landing some shots or.
Oh yeah,
fight.
Or just like, you know, the perfect example of that, just, you know, not too long ago, look at, you know, Shogun Dan Henderson. You know, that was a battle of, you know, conditioning right there between those two.
That fight right there was
a wicked
crazy
fight, man.
I think that's probably gonna go down in history.
Dude, I gotta say, after that fight, like, I had so much respect for Rua. Like, just, you know, for, I better say his name, Hua, right? Before I get in trouble. But I had so much respect for him for coming back after that. It was like second or third round. He was just mashed up.
That was an awesome comeback,
right? You know, he just came back.
Like, you can't teach that. That's just toughness. That's you know, you grow up that way.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, he no quitting him, but he did a good job.
And those dudes were beat, you know, for a non-title fight, you know.
Oh man,
25 minutes of fighting,
punching each other in the face a lot. So
and since you guys get exposed to a lot of the fights, what do you think of the UFC, you know, doing more, you know, 5-round non-title fights?
Oh, they definitely need to do that, and I'm glad that they finally got into doing that, because sometimes, you know, a fight ends too early. It's 3 rounds, and just because it wasn't a title fight, we have to now go to the judges and see what they think about it. Yeah. A lot of times these judges are boxing judges. You know, they don't know how to judge a MMA match. You know, they really don't know what's going on the ground, and, you know, they make bad decisions sometimes. That's all I'm saying.
No, we talked about this on the last show. We were saying that if you throw more punches and land better, and then the guy takes you down, doesn't mean that the guy took you down should win if you punch the crap out of him for a whole round.
Right.
And then, I mean, that's what happens, you know?
What if you're on your back and you're going for submissions, or you have a guy trapped in a submission, you know? And I mean, just because you're on your back doesn't mean you're losing. You know?
Exactly, yep.
Yeah, well, you see that even in grappling tournaments where guys will just, you know, like wrestlers, they'll just shoot takedowns and just to score. And, you know, that's how they work that system and stuff. It's not right.
They take you down and try to stall, and then they lose, they get mad.
Like,
yeah, we're such a little bomb just to take down.
dry humping you for a few minutes. Doesn't look very pretty.
But I think stalling's part of the game. Either way you look at it, you just got to do it right. But
well, you know, at the end of the day, I mean, these guys know the rules and they know how to win. And, you know, if you want to get a paycheck, then, you know, you got to win the fight. And, you know, if that's your deal, then, you know, that's what you do. But it's not, you know, it's not the end all to judging a fight. You know,
well, my preference, I mean, I would like to see the way they did it in Pride, the first, you know, first round, 10 minutes. You know, and they come back with like a 5-minute round.
Yeah, definitely. Because right now, the way the sport is going is mostly stand up, and it kind of gives an advantage to more of the stand up fighters. Because someone that wants to really get a submission, someone that wants to get the fight to the ground and work the ground game, has to really kind of work it. By the time you get the fight to the ground, 3 minutes have passed by. So now you only have 2 minutes to work on the ground.
Right.
And then the fight gets, you know, then the round ends, and you got to start standing again. You got to start all over. So that kind of affects fighters like Damian Maya, who's more of a ground specialist. I mean, you know, guys that don't want to get taken down, you know, they're going to give you a hard time. You're going to waste a lot of energy trying to get the fight to the ground, and it kind of sucks that you only have 5 minutes. Now you got to restart standing. So, yeah.
Yeah, I like that idea, like a 10-minute first round.
Yeah, no, like back in Pride, I was like, you know, that was insane.
Just don't say you want the ref with a camera and a mic and an earpiece like in Pride.
Oh, yeah. That was odd. That was an odd thing.
You know what? They're probably telling them, don't stop it. Don't stop it.
Yeah. But, yeah. No, I mean, definitely, yeah, cool. I think it would work more. So people, I think more submissions would come about and more fights would end if they had like a system like Pride did.
Yeah. Well, you get into that whole fatigue factor where you start making mistakes. You know what I mean? Like.
Exactly. You know, there's no break. You got to keep going. It's almost like a real fight, you know? Let's go. 10 minutes.
What about the Vaseline? Do you think you should have Vaseline on? You
know, I'm like, wait a minute. Wait, what? Both Eddie and Pat looked at each other like, well, how do you know?
Did we switch to county fights all of a sudden?
We're talking about county fights.
County fights, exactly.
No, I just, you know, because like Pride had no, you couldn't use any Vaseline on. I mean, those guys would get punched up and stuff, but you couldn't, they had no Vaseline on their face.
Riley has Vaseline on right now.
I got to look sexy on the radio.
I think we got to ask GSP about Vaseline.
That's why he's so shiny. Yeah.
GSP was a little shiny in one of his fights, let's just say. You know, BJ Penn's legs were sliding off like.
No, but you know. Even, you know, just rolling Nogi, you know, you get sliding and stuff, you know, it's hard to hold, you know.
Oh, yeah, it's hard to get, you know, submissions. You need that friction.
What are we talking about?
I know. You said there was a different show.
Lubrication.
That's a love bite show. That's on at 8 o'clock.
I know. Did we start that show already or what?
Yeah, for the continuation on Astroglide Talk, you know, the love bite right after our show.
Yeah, you can check them out on SkidRowStudios.com too.
Yeah, let's not forget them.
What did I do to their show?
She says
I Rick rolled them.
Oh man, we're talking about friction and Vaseline and
that's what it's about.
The lights went down. Candles started popping up.
People are getting closer. I don't know.
Soft music in the background.
I think I need to leave.
Yeah, that's all we need.
How long is the show?
Are the windows getting steamy in here?
We know you only need a minute.
A minute? Wow, you give me a lot of credit.
What did you hear?
I'm efficient.
You know. Got a star.
No time to waste.
No, but yeah, definitely. It changes the game. Yeah, going for submission holding early in the rounds. You know, it's more like that too. I've never rolled with gloves in a fight.
That can actually be an advantage to some people because you can actually hold on to the glove. But where I see it as a disadvantage is when people are going for rear naked chokes. Because it's hard to try to get your hand in there, you know. When you have that sweat or just skin. Oh, here we go again. It's sweaty and it's smooth. It just slides in.
You're getting closer, man.
Hey, keep your hands on the table. Hands on the table.
Hands where I can see them.
Let me see everyone's hands.
Hey, who's kicking me?
Hey, man, that's my monster food. Leave that alone.
Yeah, so, you know, on the rear naked choke, I think the glove is actually, it gets in the way.
But you know who said that too on the UFC card? I think it was his name, Ebersol? It was one of the prelims.
Yeah.
Remember he was saying like, the guy had some sick guillotines on the guy in the rear naked, but he goes, look, I've never been rear naked choked or guillotined with somebody with a glove on, you know?
Yeah, because of the extra padding.
Yeah, you know, so. But I mean, just goes back to what you were saying. It's hard, probably a little harder if you don't have the right technique per se.
But on I guess on the beneficial side of it is if you're going for arm bars, I mean, you have something to kind of like hold on to so it won't slide, you know. So, I mean, it can go both ways, but what are you going to do? You can't take the gloves off, you know, in the UFC. So it's just something they have to deal with and work with.
Wear some boxing gloves.
Yeah, if you want to see the bare knuckle stuff, you're going to have to YouTube Pikey. Like, you ever see those Pikey fights?
No.
Oh, man, they're crazy. They're from Ireland, and those, you know, just like that movie Snatch. Yeah, okay. The Pikeys.
There you go, guys. Go Google Pikey.
Just look up Pikey
fights,
say
Google
and you'll see a bunch of bare knuckle fights.
I'm on it.
It's the best thing ever because you know, all the trash talking and everything, and
like they're real, right?
Oh, they're real. Yeah. They're real bare knuckle, and they get into it. But it's the funniest thing you've ever seen. If you go look that up.
Irish dudes.
Yeah.
You think they're sober? And,
oh, you son of a lazy goat herder. I'm going to beat you. And they just go, you know, and crazy they get bastards. All fired up.
They'll get insults, huh?
Oh, yeah. They, you know? Like, wow.
You know what? I think the Irish and Mexicans are a lot alike because we both like to drink, both like to fight, and our insults are the best. I mean, you insult someone in Spanish, cara de culo.
No, I wonder what their word is for getting down. I mean, we know what the Latinos are like. Yeah, we know chingazos, you know. Okay, that's it, you know.
MMA.com, right?
Yeah, take a shot. Take a shot.
If anybody has a better five people that are listening, for Raleigh in Spanish, please.
I'm curious to hear what the other one, you know, or for like the other nationalities, you know. Like, what is their word to go, you know, go to blows, you know?
Yeah, call in if you're you speak another language.
Yeah, we got 800 number. You can call it.
We're equal opportunity here.
It's free. You know? Go ahead and call.
1-800-893-9562.
Look at Eddie.
Dude. Yeah, like a pro.
Someone do the research on that. Yeah. You know, chingazos in other languages.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Yeah, don't forget too, you can catch us, you know. If you're just tuning in right now, you can catch us afterwards on iTunes, Stitcher, the Stitcher app. I don't know if you guys ever use the Stitcher app.
I use the Stitcher app. That's cool little app to get a bunch of podcasts. So you guys get out there and get the Stitcher.
Yeah, you can catch our show on there too.
Yep. Yeah, you can find us on Stitcher on iTunes. And it looks like we're winding down. Anyone want to promote anything before you go? Besides you know, your chingazosmma.com website.
If you want MMA equals chingazos T-shirt, you can go on the website and order it. You'll get it in a few days. You know, support the cause. Be a chingon. Yep. Wear the shirt. Walk into a bar and, you know.
Or in my case, walk into county with that shirt on and not a good idea.
between that and the fight me shirt, you know, the couple you don't want to walk into county with.
Yeah. Bad ideas, man.
Bad idea to wear that shirt.
Come on. I got a free sandwich out of it though, man. So all right.
There you go.
But he took care of the warrant, man. He took care of the warrant. That was the
should have paid that parking ticket.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. That was a jaywalking ticket, bro.
Damn, were you rolling through Glendale or something? Burbank?
Really?
He had some paperwork. He had some paperwork.
Jaywalking ticket?
No.
I was gonna say you and my buddy Chaka don't know how to cross the street.
You don't want to say you don't want to give up his
somebody
credit.
Somebody should put a light on those.
But no, go ahead and go on the site. You know, order your shirt. We have big boy sizes now, or big chingon sizes now. Big chingon is out
extra
there.
Chingon size.
Yeah. I think we have up to 4X.
4X. Yeah.
Johnny, Fernie,
it's only like $15.
And Dave, Blackie over there. Uh-huh. Feel free to order them.
4X.
They're only $15. Free shipping. You know, because we're.
Is that more nice money like for that. A 4X shirt? Because it takes more ink?
Oh, yeah. It takes more cloth, actually.
Yeah.
It's a couple more bucks, but from what I understand, the big chingones already understand that.
Yeah.
You know? Everything they buy is a little bit more expensive.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it is.
But get on there. You know? Help us out.
Yeah, well, we hope to hear, you know, more from you guys. And, you know, give us an update when you're at the fights the next time. Hopefully, you know, we may be able to make it out there with you guys and, you know, bring some more, you know, information, knowledge to everyone out there behind the scenes.
Or, you know, help you do some cross-promotion stuff with you guys.
You know, if you are an amateur fighter, if you're camo licensed, get a hold of Savant Young. He's going to be having Proving Ground 7, I believe. I believe it's in February. You can get a hold of him on Facebook. But get a hold of him because, you know, that's your chance to get in there and you know, throw some chingazos in the cage.
Or can they get a hold of you? Maybe
definitely. You can email us and then, you know, we'll
put you in the right direction.
Yeah.
Right on.
Hey, well, you know, Rich and I just want to say thanks for you guys for coming down. I know it takes some time out of your Sunday.
Yep.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks, our pleasure. Thank you.
And yeah, before we go, just want to shout out to our friends at Owano International. They posted actually a new video. You can check out myself and Crayola are in the video.
That's the one where I'm scratching my face with a mannequin hand.
Yeah, there you go. And if you're looking for a premium quality jiu-jitsu gi, check out Owano.com. Their new black and tan is an amazing product. Show some love for the people that support our show, our good friends and our coaches. And, you know, want to shout out also to our friends at DCOM Clothing and, you know, Fight Me. So check them all out. You can find links to their, you know, to their products on our website and on our website, on our Facebook page. And I hope to hear more from you guys in the future.
Yeah. Anything, bro?
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody, for listening, all five of you.
Yeah. All right, man. And just real quick before we go, if you guys missed the show, they can always download it on iTunes or you can go to skidrowstudios.com. Check it out. And then we also have a bunch of other shows if you guys aren't, you know, want something else.
Yeah, I'm going to stay for the one that's after this.
Yeah.
Stay tuned for the love bite. I think the windows are going to get steamy in here.
Yeah, the windows get all steamy in here. That chair you're on right there, bro. Some stuff that happened on that chair you don't even know about.
I got to get up?
You get up and it's wet. You know why.
All right, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Hey, yo, man. You remember that shit Easy did a while back? Motherfucker said it wasn't going to work.
That old crazy shit.
Yeah, the stupid shit, man. Dope. Hey, yo, Easy. Suckers. Hey, man, we should come off the piano for a minute, man, and bust this crazy shit.
Woke up quick at about noon. Just thought that I had to be in Compton soon. I gotta get drunk before the day begins, before my mother starts bitching about my friends. About to go and damn near went blind. Young niggas at the pad throwing up gang signs. Ran in the house and grabbed my clip with the Mac-10 on the side of my hip. Bailed outside and pointed my weapon. Just as I thought, the fools kept stepping. Jumped in the foe, hit the juice on my ride. I got front and back and side to side. Then I let the Alpine play. Bumping new shit, buying WA. It was gangster at the top of the list. Then I played my old shit, it went something like this. Cruising down the street in my 6'4". Jocking the bitches, slapping the hoes. Went to the park to get the scoop. Knuckleheads out there, cold shooting some hoops. A car pulls up, who can it be? A fresh El Camino rolling Kilo G. He rolled down his window and he started to say, it's all about making that GTA. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. You come talking that trash, we'll pull your car. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, cause I ain't said shit.